Goth Ferrari gets 78 months in prison for $250 million crypto theft ring. A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a member of the social engineering ring known as Goth Ferrari to 78 months in prison for his role in a string of thefts that pulled roughly $250 million in crypto from victims, according to a report flagged by CoinMarketCap on May 7, 2026. The sentence lands in the middle of one of the longest-running and most physical crypto theft sprees on record, blending call center fraud with in-person hardware wallet burglary. A crew that treated the phone and the front door as one attack surface, Goth Ferrari, is the nickname tied to a loose group of operators that combine two attack styles most security teams treat as separate. The first leg was classic social engineering. Spoofed support calls, fake exchange agents, and pressure tactics to get marks to authenticate sessions or hand over seed material. The second leg sent crew members or contractors to the victim's home to seize the hardware wallet itself, often with the device already unlocked or the seed phrase coerced out of the owner. That combination is rare. Most large crypto thefts are remote, and most physical robberies of crypto holders are opportunistic. The Goth Ferrari pattern, as laid out in the underlying federal case, looked closer to a coordinated kidnapping playbook than a phishing campaign. The 250 minutes aggregate puts it in the same tier as some of the larger DeFi exploits of the last cycle, but the loss came one wallet at a time. A 78-month term sets a benchmark. A 78-month term, just over 6.5 years, is on the higher end for a single defendant in a crypto fraud case where the person is described as a participant rather than a ringleader. Federal sentencing in this category usually tracks the dollar loss attributed to the individual under the sentencing guidelines, plus enhancements for sophisticated means and number of victims. Both apply cleanly here. The court record around the Goth Ferrari cases has already produced multiple guilty pleas, and prosecutors have signaled that more defendants are still in the pipeline. For investigators, the longer sentence sets a benchmark for plea negotiations with remaining members of the group and any downstream contractors who handled the physical side of jobs. Hardware wallets are not a substitute for operational security. The case is uncomfortable reading for the self-custody crowd because every victim was, in theory, doing the right thing. They held keys themselves. They used a hardware wallet. They were not relying on a custodian to protect them from an exchange hack. None of that helped once the attacker knew where they lived and what they held. The takeaway is not that custody is broken. The takeaway is that holding meaningful balances on a device under your own roof is an operational security problem, not just a cryptography problem. People who treat their wallet like a savings account but advertise their crypto wealth on social media, in trading group chats, or to anyone who can pull a public address from a leaked KYC database are exposed to a category of attacker that does not care how strong the secure element is. For most users, this is one more reason to compare self-custody options carefully and to think about how visible their balances are to outsiders. For high net worth holders, it is a reminder that key management and personal security are the same problem. Spending and custody hygiene. A few habits make the Goth Ferrari attack pattern much harder to run. Keep the bulk of long-term holdings in a wallet that is not tied to the device used for daily spending or stablecoin payments. Treat unsolicited support calls from any exchange or wallet vendor as hostile by default. Real teams do not call you. Avoid posting balances, screenshots of large positions, or specific token allocations to public accounts. The reconnaissance phase of these crews leans heavily on open source Signal. For very large holdings, multi-sig or geographically split key shards make a single home visit insufficient to move funds. None of this is novel advice. The Goth Ferrari sentencing is a reminder that the threat model is real enough that the United States is now handing out multi-year prison terms for it.